The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem in the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. In raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil, on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Here you are out shopping. You have found exactly what you want. There's a bunch of them right there on display. The same items, the same price tags, except for one. One identical item has a much cheaper price tag. It must be a mistake. Somebody forgot to mark this one up. What a find! The store has to honor its own price tag. Take the one with the lower price. It's their mistake. That's not dishonest. Unless, of course, you're one of those people who switch the price tags around yourself when nobody's looking. Now, that's cheating. But when it's the store's fault, take advantage of the lower price. Our world is a store in trouble. Somebody has been messing with the price tags. The world is one big superstore, but the cost on items is deceiving. Attention shoppers, the world is one big Meijer store. Anything you want, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Everything is for sale. Pay the price, you can have it. Every once in a while, we see something we want so badly, we would pay any price just to get it, even to selling our soul. When God made the world, He placed a value on things. God set the price. But things have changed. If the world is a store, then somebody broke in during the night. When nobody was looking, all the price tags were switched around. Because today, Compared to God's pricing, things have the wrong price tags. Things once considered priceless, like love, faith, family, friendship, loyalty, honesty, have been marked way down. People are now willing to pay a huge price for cheap, useless junk. Power, popularity, pleasure, nice houses or cars, good looks are the most valuable things. Take what people will pay for pleasure. Every second, $3,000 is spent on internet pornography. That means over $2.5 million has been spent buying this trash since this mass began. Mortal sin is a multi-million dollar business. Before we knew it, the price tags in life got switched around. Our Lord, he sets things straight. Jesus knew he had to put the price tags back where they belong. The Sermon on the Mount is the divine store manager announcing that all the items in the world have been mismarked. He turns the world's values upside down. All the stuff the world doesn't value, he considers priceless. The poor are blessed. They don't even have a chance to get caught up in all this nonsense. The kingdom of God is first for hungry, homeless people who wait in line at the Wheeler Mission or St. Vincent de Paul. Strange to hear Jesus imply that the people who mourn now because of serious illness, death, divorce, unemployment, will find comfort. Their deep trust in God will see them through. They will come out stronger people. Blessed are those we laugh at. Simple folks with not much of an IQ, or people who don't speak English so good. They're the real deal. They don't pretend to be someone they are not. People of faith who stand up for what they believe, who get weird looks because others think they are overly religious. Their reward will be out of this world. But we don't think that way. Our Lord must have it backwards, or else we do. The way God evaluates things does not add up in the worldly way of calculating things today. Our Lord reverses it. Then, Jesus marks all the so-called good stuff down. Jesus slashes the prices on things we think we have for a good life. He warns us that our shopping cart through life is full of useless junk if we keep shopping the way we have been. Woe to you well-fed, filling the garbage disposals with leftovers, wasting food while most of the world goes hungry. Yes, now you drink too much, you flirt with drugs. You will live to regret it if you even live that long. Woe to you people who see life as one big joke, who laugh at the mistakes of others, who ridicule or put down anybody different than you are. Watch your words. One day you're going to choke on them. Woe to the popular people who manipulated their way to get where they wanted to be. Others will see you one day for what you really are. People who thought they did not need God, the prophet Jeremiah's words will come true. You will end up a barren bush in the desert, a waste in an empty earth. You can spend your days climbing all the way up into the American dream. Pay the price. You can get what you think makes you happy. Jesus tosses it all on the bargain table. He marks prices down. Our Lord says this earthly stuff is cheap. It has no lasting value. Attention shoppers, the world is a bargain hunter's paradise. If you pay the price, you can get about anything. But the prices are wrong. God set them in the beginning. Then someone switched the price tags around. This week, every one of us will shop the world that is our store. Think what's on our list, what we can't wait to have. Check the price tag. How much is it supposedly worth? More importantly, what's the real price? The one the world sets, or the one God himself set? There's quite a difference.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one